Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, July 28th, 2009. Here's Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Our ministry is Daily Encouragement, and we want to encourage you today with a message titled Lessons from Gleaning. Listen to the text that Brooksine reads from Leviticus 19, verse 9.
When you reap the harvest of your land, do not reap to the very edges of your field or gather the gleanings of your harvest.
We received a wonderful blessing yesterday. A friend of ours called and invited us to glean from the sweet cornfield they recently harvested. Brooksine went over late yesterday morning and walked through the field with Nancy. The hot July sun was pretty intense as they walked through the tall rows of harvested corn. They picked and shucked the few ears remaining to see if the quality of the corn was worthy of processing. Many were quite small and some too old to pick, and yet they collected over 16 dozen ears. We had fresh corn on the cob in the late afternoon, as well as for dinner. Then Brooksine prepared many batches for the freezer. We'll be enjoying fresh-tasting, sweet, bodacious corn now and throughout the winter months.
The process of freezing includes washing the corn first and then blanching. This is done by boiling the corn for several minutes in hot water and then dropping them into icy water. Blanching stops the enzyme action that causes things to age and lose flavor and also helps maintain vitamin content. I then cut the corn kernels off the cob and scoop them into freezer bags. Now, Stephen and Esther did some additional gleaning by munching on any remaining kernels that I might have missed at the ends of the cobs.
The concept of gleaning is foreign to so many today. The large majority of people are so far removed from our agricultural roots, yet each of us daily depend on the labors of hard-working farmers. Gleaning is the act of collecting leftover crops from farmers' fields after they have been commercially harvested.
Today's scriptural command concerning gleaning is found in the Law of Moses. It was intended so that the poor and alien would have a means of support. The practice of gleaning is found numerous times in the Old Testament, perhaps most famously in the book of Ruth, in chapter 2, verse 2. Let me go to the fields and pick up the leftover grain. Those were the words of Ruth in helping to provide for hers and Naomi's physical needs.
In fact, Boaz made extra effort to see that her gleanings would be abundant. We have a link to that text. A little bit of a romantic component to that particular gesture of kindness. Well, the practice itself of gleaning was that the farmer was to purposefully leave some of the harvest along the edges of the field as well as the gleanings, that is, the harvest missed the first time through. The field was then open to the poor and aliens so that they could collect the remaining grain.
And the principle was the diligent farmer was recognized as entitled to the fruit of the harvest he had financed and labored hard to produce. A key scriptural concept is the laborer is worthy of his hire. The poor and the alien had a means of support but had to exercise personal responsibility and diligence in going through the field to collect these remnants from the harvest. The New Testament application that applies this concept universally is taken from 1 Timothy 6, verses 17 through 19. Command those who are rich in this present world not to be arrogant, nor to put their hope in wealth, which is so uncertain, but to put their hope in God, who richly provides us with everything for our enjoyment. Command them to do good, to be rich in good deeds, and to be generous and willing to share. In this way, they will lay up treasure for themselves as a firm foundation for the coming age, so that they may take hold of the life that is truly life.
Well, today, let us follow the biblical counsel to do good, to be rich in good deeds, and to be generous and willing to share from God's abundant harvest in our lives. We're sure thankful for our friend Nancy and their family sharing with us yesterday, and actually in turn, we were able to share some with others as well.
Let's pray together. Father, we thank you for the way you bless your people. You richly provide for our needs and supply us with hope that is not diminished by the circumstances of this world. We want to share from our spiritual and material abundance so that we lay up treasure for ourselves in the eternal life that is promised to all believers. Make us aware of opportunities to enrich others with the blessings we receive from you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you for joining us today for our daily podcast. We do have a number of additional notes on the passage today. Actually, some notes from Matthew Henry's commentary. And as I studied for today's message, there's so much more I could write. I see such wisdom in the principle of gleaning, the expectation of responsibility and work and diligence on the part of the poor, so unlike our modern treatment in so many cases where it's merely handouts, actually reinforcing the responsibility, it seems, in so many cases. But we often now use the word gleanings in a non-literal sense, and that brings to mind a classic book by A.W. Pink titled Gleanings in Genesis, and I've actually found an online version if you care to look at it. Well, we have some photos up. The famous Gleaner Combine was named after the biblical gleaning text we examined today, and I have a photo of that combine up. We also share that last night we had some more blessings. Our Old Order Mennonite neighbor brought down some green beans freshly picked from their garden, which we will enjoy today. A little bit more of a reflection on farmers today. I'll have you go to the site if you care to read that, but let it just be stated that we are all so indebted to the hardworking farmer. Finally today, songs related to today's topic are a bit hard to find. Glean? Well, consider if you were picking music, but I do recall an old song, Bringing in the Sheaves, and I have a Country Mountain instrumental version available as a link if you care to listen to it, and then a song that's so often always appropriate, the great hymn, Great is Thy Faithfulness. And I have a link to a beautiful Selah version of this great hymn. Well, again, this is the message that we have prepared for Tuesday, July 28, 2009. Our website is dailyencouragement.net if you care to do some additional reading on the resources I mentioned. Have a blessed day, and today, thank God for the people that prepared the food from planting to harvest, various production and transportation, and even grocery store workers that you all will in one way or another enjoy today. Have a blessed day. Be encouraged.